Some good news for you if you are a user of cannabis products. Last night, the Ontario Cannabis Store informed pot shops that they're resuming operations again. There was a cyber attack on its logistic partner last Friday, and it made it impossible to process orders and deliver product through the OCS, normal delivery method, to pot shops in the province. And keep in mind that the Ontario Cannabis Store is the only supplier for these pot shops, these brick and mortar shops that you go to. They can't buy directly from the producers. So earlier this week, we spoke to Sean Cady, who is the owner of Cosmic Charlie's on Queen Street West in Toronto. And he said that communications basically have been dismal between the OCS and pot shops. And Sunday night, basically, they alerted the pot shops to the fact that there have been a cyber attack. And on Monday, they were told that deliveries would be halted and sit tight. We'll let you know more when we know more. Well, apparently they do know more and they're starting to resume orders and deliveries, but at a limit. So Sean's back on the Kelly Cotrera Show to give us an idea of where things stand right now with orders and deliveries. Sean, welcome back. It's good to have you on.
Ah, oh, thanks for having me back on the show, Kelly.
So apparently they are going to start, the OCS will start making deliveries again. They also will start processing orders. However, they have put stipulations upon both. Let's start off with the fact that they're temporarily capping the number of products retailers can order to no more than 30 packs of product. Give us an idea of what this looks like and how this would affect the usual order.
Yeah, I mean, for us, we're a small store, and we still normally order between like 60 and 90 boxes per week. So to be capped at 30 is quite a handicap, and it does make choices hard when you're ordering week to week. We were notified this morning at 8:11 that we would be getting our order from the previous week today between 12 and 10 p.m. So that's exciting news for us. I don't know what the rest of my colleagues or peers are going through right now, but we will be receiving a delivery. It has been hard to kind of staff and prepare for that, obviously, on short notice. But I'm here and ready for the order.
So wait a minute. It's between 12 and 10 p.m. That's like the cable guy.
You've got it. You've got it. I guess, yeah, you could compare them to Rogers, right? They're kind of like an oligopoly, similar kind of. So I guess they compare themselves. They like to call themselves the cable guy sometimes with those windows.
Yeah. Okay. And it's funny because the windows, actually, they might actually move to a 24-hour situation with deliveries. How difficult is that? I mean, do you have to have somebody on call then, Sean? How do you wrap your head around the fact that the OCS might say, look, if we have to move to a 24-hour delivery window just to get the backlog cleared, you might have to be at work at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting situation. I haven't really gotten any updates on that yet. I guess we'll see how it kind of transpires moving forward. But
I gotta stop you there. So you're finding out on the Kelly Cotrera Show what the OCS is planning to do, and they actually are your supplier.
There you go, Kelly. I mean, it's 12 to 10 today. Who knows what it'll be next week? And I guess we'll just kind of roll with the punches and. It's kind of the lack of transparency, organization, and accountability we've come to expect from this organization.
They're saying that the idea of capping orders at 30 packs of product is going to create even access to products for all stores. Is that fair?
I will say that we did. We put in an order yesterday, and our order was 100% fulfilled. So I will say that that is a rarity as well. So even though it was capped at 30, I will say that they did actually fulfill all 30 products you requested for next week.
But is there a possibility that they might run out of the most popular product quicker then? Because if that's the case, if you're going to cap what stores, retailers are allowed to order at 30, everybody's going to go for the hottest product that moves the best, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm actually a little bit surprised because I did ask for clarification. I didn't get any response yet, but I said, what happens when I order 30 boxes and, you know, the normal allotment process will happen where we're putting a lottery and we only get 70 to 90% of what we normally order? I think I mentioned that last time.
No, you did not. What do you mean you're putting a lottery? Do tell.
So for the products that are more sought after, the retailers play a lottery program. It's basically we're put into a lottery for these products. So some retailers will get them all the time. Some will get them never. It really just depends. You're at the casino playing for your allotment every week.
How do they pick? Do you know? Is that transparent?
I've asked for that. There's apparently a program that they use, another third-party provider. I would have to get back to you on that. I think they did actually announce it in a web seminar regarding the process.
That sounds ridiculous. I mean, it sounds so labor intensive. You got to go to a web seminar.
To learn about how we can win the lottery. That Jeez. Is the process, correct?
All right. So last time we chatted, you spoke about lack of accountability with the OCS because we were talking about the fact that, you know, their communication wasn't great. They're doing their best, but they are really your own supply, the only supplier for bricks and mortar pot shops. You think about that. So with the halt of deliveries, that was the cherry on top. You said to many of the problems, you'd like to see sweeping changes at the OCS. Can you expand on some of the changes you'd like to see since I got you now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we should just see some more fair playing fields for independents. The current system is kind of set up as such where those with more stores have more order days and they have more chances to win the lottery, as I was speaking to earlier. And I just think that they allowed a lot of small players into the space and they collected a lot of fees in the form of licenses. And, you know, it was in. We invested in the economy during some of the darkest days of the pandemic, I would say as well. A lot of these small independents, family-run businesses, and it would be nice to get a little more respect and be treated fairly compared to some of the other big box retailers.
Right. And the big box retailers, obviously, as you said, you know, have that advantage because they not only have better buying power, more ordering days, they also have more locations. They will pull in more money.
You got it. They're able to move product around as well, Kelly, so they can stockpile product and then move it around. So when a disruption like this happens, it's obviously going to affect them a lot less.
Okay. What do you feel is the advantage to going to a small independent, you know, store like Cosmic Charlie's over the big boys?
Well, you're always going to get better service. I've been told many times, or a lot of our regulars, that we offer outstanding service you can't find at those retailers. So we take pride in offering an exceptional experience at Cosmic Charlie's. We try to remember people's names, simple stuff. I always tell my staff, you know, there's so many pot stores around here. The reason people come in is they come to see me. They come to see my brother. They come to see our staff. It really creates a special atmosphere.
Have a fantastic day, Sean. I really appreciate your time, and I'm happy that you're going to start getting your deliveries. I'm not happy the fact that you've got to kind of wait between noon and 10, just wondering if they're going to show up. Don't go out for lunch. Make sure its store is always manned.
Well, thanks for bringing attention to this, Kelly, and hopefully we can see some changes come forward. We're optimistic.
All right. Good stuff that it's cleared up, though. Thank you very much, Sean. Have a great day.
Take care now. Bye.
Cheers. Sean Cady is co-owner of Cosmic Charlie's on Queen Street West in Toronto. Glad to see the OCS is going to resume their deliveries. He's getting his delivery today, as other pot shops will be getting theirs. The only thing is, you got a cap on how much you can order.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.